Hello and welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm Jenny and I'm joined today by Richard Crooks from EBSCO. He's very kindly joined us to talk about the CINAHL and Medline databases. So welcome to you, Richard.
Okay, thank you, Jenny.
Richard very kindly joined us to do some training. So you did a training session today and one a couple of months ago as well. So I hope everyone who attended found it really beneficial for your literature searches. So the main thing we'll discuss today is those two databases. So just before we start, Richard, if you could give a little bit of a background on yourself and your wide experience in health and librarianship.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Yes, so I'm a Senior Customer Engagement Manager for EBSCO Health, so I cover the UK and Ireland. That's my territory. I'm also a Chartered Librarian, having worked in the NHS as a librarian for about 12 years, responsible for literature searching, training. So I've worked in various roles, including Nurse Education Librarian, Regional Webmaster, Clinical Librarian, and more recently Resource Centre Manager. So that was both for acute and primary care. So again, I was responsible largely for supporting healthcare professionals through literature searching and training. So I currently work for EBSCO as an Engagement Manager, again responsible for training both online and on-site and supporting librarians in the use of our products, including how to optimise them.
So I think probably our first question, for anyone who's not quite familiar with Medline and CINAHL, how would you describe those two databases?
So these, Medline and CINAHL are basically world-leading research databases to support healthcare professionals. They index leading academic journals and other media, so basically provide access to the primary research literature. They are available on a variety of versions on the EBSCO's platform, which we've been training on today, and they provide options to search for articles, access full content, full text content, and also the means to store and retrieve literature searches and also articles, references that are saved.
Perfect. And what sort of areas of healthcare do they both cover? So who in particular are they aimed at?
So Medline basically provides authoritative medical information on medicine, nursing, dentistry, veterinary medicine, as well as the healthcare system and preclinical sciences. So they're essentially, so Medline's essentially suitable for all healthcare professionals, so particularly strong on obviously biomedicine. CINAHL is primarily for nursing and allied health professionals, so that includes consumer health and also references for alternative complementary medicine, and also indexes content relevant for health sciences librarianship as well. So supporting nursing and allied health professionals in practice.
Perfect. So in terms of the databases themselves, what special features and search tips are available on them? So basically, how can they assist staff with their literature searching?
So using the EBSCO's platform as the interface, both databases allow free text or keyword searching, but they also index content. So for example, with Medline, you have the MeSH or medical subject headings, so providing the authoritative vocabulary to identify the actual article's content. So these are articles indexed by professional indexers. CINAHL uses its own subject headings, which are from the National Library of Medicine, and as well as the journals themselves, including full text content. CINAHL also provides evidence-based care sheets as well, which are digests of the evidence in relation to what we know or can be done about the disease or condition, and also particular treatments. So the references there are coded as the strength or quality of the evidence, so these are available full text. Also features quick lessons, which are, again, digest based on recent evidence that assist nurses with information that they would typically need to know at the point of care, especially if they're involved in particular procedures. So these are also indexed on CINAHL and available. Both databases provide the means to save your searches, to create search alerts, so you keep up to date or current with the evidence, and also the means to export references. So if you're looking to create bibliographies using EndNotes or similar software, you have that means to do that with that particular feature.
Lovely. And just to finish off, can you give some examples of some journals that staff can access on these databases?
Yes, so CINAHL indexes the British Journal of Nursing, also the British Journal of Community Nursing. You'll also find on Medline, you've got the Lancet New England Journal of Medicine indexed, and you've got full text access to Diabetes Care, Annals of Internal Medicine, Journal of Clinical Oncology, to name a few, as well as Advances in Nutrition. So each database indexes roughly 5,000 plus journals, of which a good proportion are also full text. and many of those are without embargo as well.
Yes, I know we used to have Cinel Plus, and then we upgraded to Cinel Complete, and that suddenly gave us a whole new wealth of journals that we could offer as full text, so that was very... so we're very happy to do that. Yes, thank you very much for joining us today. Any final comments you want to...
No, it's been good to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you very much. So anyone who would like to access these databases, we have them available through our Open Athens account. So you can register for that online and you can use it within the trust or from your home device. If you've got any questions on that, please contact the QE Library and we can help sort your contact for you. And thank you very much for listening.